listen to live coverage of this week's World Goalball Championships in Spartanburg, South Carolina at www.sports.presakey.net. Hello there. Welcome to another edition of the Too Sexy for Your Ignorance podcast. I'm Jessie, and today's podcast is about a trip I took in 2004 to Athens, Greece. I went to Athens in 2004 to compete in the Paralympics. Paralympics are the second largest sporting event in the world, second only to the Olympic Games. So pretty cool, pretty excellent opportunity. I competed as a member of the USA Women's Goalball Team, G-O-A-L. And for those of you who don't know, goalball is a sport played by folks who are blind and visually impaired. It was invented after World War II, I believe in Germany. I guess after World War II there were a lot of veterans who had been blinded due to the war, and they were still pretty active folks and wanted to compete in team sports. So that's what goalball is. It is a team sport played by people who are blind and visually impaired. All players are blindfolded. That way, if you have some degree of residual vision, or you're like me and you have no vision, it's theoretically an equal playing field. The way goalball is played is it's played on an indoor volleyball court, and three members of opposing teams are on the court at a time, so that's six players total. And the object of the game is to get this ball with sleigh bells in it past the opposing team. My team, the U.S. women's team, took silver in the 2004 games. Canada took the gold. And while I was in Athens, I collected a bunch of audio. I was lucky enough to be able to borrow some FTP space from my friends Mike and Lucy. And while in Athens, I posted the uncut MP3 files on their website. And now, little time and space has gone by since the events, and I've taken the opportunity to edit down all those audio files into this short podcast, so you guys get to hear the best of the best. Some of the things you'll hear are coverage from the opening ceremonies. I have a couple swimming races, some athletes competing in the 100 meter butterfly. I have some goalball coverage. And I have some coverage from when we were first landing in Athens on the airplane. You'll hear me kind of interrupting here and there to give you my two cents on this and that. So, as our governor has said, I'll be back.
Do you want to say anything on our, as we embark on our adventure?
Oh my god, these are totally rollerblading.
Hi!
Are you excited?
Yes.
What do you think about this airplane business?
It smells bad.
These are rollerblade wheels.
Age, I want to say something for the audio scrapbook.
These are rollerblade wheels on our luggage.
Really?
Some purple ones in there, some light up ones.
No, they're rollerblade wheels.
You know, like busy beads or something.
Robin.
Yep.
Robin.
Yes.
Say something for the audio scrapbook.
The audio scrapbook.
Yep. As we depart on our adventure.
We've been on this plane for way too long and we haven't even left yet.
How long have we been on this plane?
2 hours. I would say 2 hours, yes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
This is like a Walkie Snickers commercial.
Okay. Nobody has anything very positive to say after being on a hot plane for 2 hours.
Hey.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Journal entry.
Saturday, September 11th, 2004 left Perrin on the airplane on the way to Athens. Right, Perrin, I have to explain our flying experience as it is something that I will probably never experience again. 310 out of the 400 person U.S. Paralympic delegation is traveling to Greece on a charter flight directly from Washington, D.C. to Athens. 98 of the passengers on this flight are unable to walk. When we arrived at Dulles Airport, there were 3 security lines devoted to our delegation. I complain often about the inconsistency in security screenings and how demeaning it can be when I go through as a person who cannot see and who travels with a dog guide. In this case, though, the security staff was great. They followed the FSA protocol perfectly and I didn't even have to submit to additional screening. Left Perrin, no groped down. Yeah. Right Perrin, once through security, we immediately boarded the people mover trains that normally transport passengers from terminal to terminal. The cool thing here is that our train took us directly to the airplane. They were able to raise it up, connect it to a jetway, and we boarded our plane off of the people mover. The charter airline is World, and the ground crew that boarded us was United. It took almost 3 hours to board our entire flight, and we had to wait another half an hour to make certain that everyone's wheelchair, tandem cycle, and other types of equipment were loaded into the belly of the plane. Just before we left, Ken, my coach, got permission to take Amanda left Perrin, my seeing eye dog, right Perrin off of the airplane and onto the tarmac to relieve herself before we took off. She did her business. She has been sleeping at my feet, eating ice chips and chewing on a bone during our flight. She is the only service animal in the U.S. delegation.
It's not snow here.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a pack of those right there.
Now we're almost to the ground.
You kind of watered it recently.
There must be farms there. It's all trees. Low shrubs of some sort.
No more ocean.
No more ocean. Lots of green houses. Almost on the ground.
Η σημαία της Διεθνούς Παραολυμπιακής Επιτροπής μπαίνει στο Ολυμπιακό Στάδιο.
The International Paralympic Committee flag is now entering the Olympic Stadium.
Τη σημαία μεταφέρουν σπουδαίοι αθλητές. Υποδεχτείτε τους Γιώργιο Σαμαντζή, Ιωάννη Φωτιάδη, Παντελή Γιαννικουρή, Νικολέτα Παυλίδου, Χαρά Καραπρασανίτη, Αθανάσιο Τσιβιλί, Γρηγόρη Μούσιο, Σίζον Φερνάντες.
Great athletes are carrying the flag. Please welcome George Samantzis, Ioannis Φωτιάδης, Παντελής Γιαννικουρής, Χαρά Παραπρασανίτη, Grigoris Musios, Athanasios Tsivilis, Cezon Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we'll say it in English.
The games we open tonight are more than a great sports competition. They are a global celebration of strength and beauty, of diversity and inclusion. We celebrate the games and the achievement of the Paralympic athletes because you represent the best in all of us. The great human spirit that drives us to pursue our dreams and achieve what others view as impossible. When the Paralympic flame is carried into this stadium tonight, it will illuminate not disabilities, but athletes. One of the largest gathering of talent and determination ever assembled. It is an honor for all of us in Greece, the staff of FAFO, and our wonderful volunteers to host such an extraordinary group of athletes. The Athens 2004 organizing committee is the first organizing committee to run both the Olympic and the Paralympic Games. That the venues in which you compete and the level of service provided would be the best in the world, and we are proud of what we have achieved. As we build our facilities and work to make your stay here a pleasant one, something wonderful happened. We also made our own lives in Athens more pleasant and fulfilling as well. Athens has become a more accessible city. And after you leave, Athens will remain a better city for all of its citizens. We thank you for showing us the way. Over the next 11 days, Paralympic athletes from a record 136 nations will join in noble competition and demonstrate an extraordinary capacity to excel and to amaze. Paralympic athletes, in these games, you will test your minds, your bodies, your spirits, against your fellow athletes and against yourselves, reaching new heights of achievement. Many of you will leave Athens with medals, but all of you will leave the city as champions.
Your Excellency, athletes, distinguished guests, Paralympic sports fans from all over the world, Kalispera. On behalf of the International Paralympic Committee, I welcome you all to Athens and this beautiful stadium. Greece has experienced a spectacular sporting summer. Firstly, your men's football team. Followed by the Olympic Games. And now, the climax, the 12th Paralympic Games. Congratulations to Athens and to all. our citizens who have contributed to getting this wonderful city ready. Thanks particularly to Giara Angelopoulos Daskalaki, President of the Athens 2004 Organizing Committee, whose watchword is teamwork, and what a great team she has put together at Athens. You have created a fabulous legacy for generations to come, and we Paralympians are a part of this legacy. Thousands of Greek school children and young people have learnt about the Paralympic Games. Experiencing them firsthand will change their perceptions forever. Thanks also to all the public authorities here in Greece. Thanks to the 54 Attican mayors who have hosted the Paralympic torch relay in their municipalities for the past 9 days. Thanks to the past and present Greek governments of both Mr. Tsimitis and most recently of Mr. Karamanlis. Who have ensured that these Paralympic Games became a reality. Thanks to the IOC and its president, Jack Rock, and Honorary Life President, Juan Antonio Samaranch, both of whom are with us this evening. And thanks to the media. We share a passion for sport and for the individuals behind the sport. You will ensure that the images and reports of the Paralympic Games are spread to the farthest corners of the world. Throughout my long sporting career, I have worked with thousands of volunteers. They are the backbone of every successful sports festival. The optimism and goodwill of the volunteers here in Athens will be no exception. Their smiles come from a deep passion and pride contained in their hearts. We are here to celebrate you and your sport, but there is more to it than that. You're a beacon of inspiration for millions of people around the world, for those who cannot be in the stadium tonight, for young athletes who, watching you, will set their sights higher, and for the families, friends, and organizations that support those young athletes. More than 2,000 years ago, the Greek philosopher Democritus said, "To win oneself is the first and best of all victories." This holds true for all athletes, but especially for Paralympians. Recognizing and cultivating your unique abilities, mastering challenges, maintaining the balance between body and spirit, you set standards and give expression for many people, young and old, around the world. The essence of the Paralympic spirit is a Greek heritage expressed in just two words, kalos and kagakos. Harmony and excellence paired with nobility and ability. All of you here prove every day that you are all of these things. And tomorrow, you will show the world that Paralympians embody the true Greek spirit. Olympians prided themselves on returning to their ancient homeland, but the Paralympic spirit has always been here. Sport is about fair play. Sport is about mutual respect and comradeship. And sport is about coming together in peace. In the run-up to the Paralympic Games, we often encounter obstacles that are set by political and economic agendas. But I am delighted that the ethos of sportsmanship has again prevailed, and tonight we can welcome 3,840 athletes from 136 nations. And 15 of those nations are participating for the first time. Finally, I address the athletes on a personal note. You're all around me here. Paralympians are about self-determination and empowerment. Here in Athens, you have the opportunity to exercise these rights. I urge you all to vote in the IPC Athletes Commission elections taking place in the Paralympic Village during the Games. It's in your hands to ensure that the International Paralympic Committee remains an athlete-centered organization. Athletes, your moments of glory are fast approaching. People of Greece, you can be proud of your incredible achievements. You have created a marvellous stage for the Paralympians, and it is for the spectators now to enjoy the excitement and drama of this incomparable event. Kitola, Eho, Tinhala, Nakaliso, Tonkoedro, Dis, Demokratias, Kirio, Konstantino, Stefanopoulos.
That was audio from the opening ceremonies of the 2004 Paralympics, which were a pretty incredible experience all in and of themselves. The stadium was packed. Almost 80,000 people were there from around the world, and a lot of folks from Greece made it to the Paralympic opening ceremonies who maybe weren't able to go to the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. All of the countries marched in, and the uniforms that people wear, including the U.S. team for the opening ceremonies, are all very kind of stylish and unique to that particular country. I don't know if you guys have heard about the little hats that the USA athletes wore. We wore these little red, almost like a beret with USA on them. They're very cute. I think you can buy them on some, roots.com or something like that. Most of the clothing we got was Roots, the brand. Anyway, so opening ceremonies was incredible experience. You heard a little bit of that. Next up is some swimming competition, a little more journal, some more of my journal entries, and some goal ball from the USA men's side. It was a little hard for me to collect audio from the women's competition because, well, I was competing. And I actually, this podcast is not really going to focus on my competitive experience in Greece. Though my competitive experience was incredible, I have less audio from that. And I really want to get this out. And I think that this is a good one just for the first installment to be a podcast about the Olympic experience itself. So, enjoy!
Representing Canada, Kirby Jones.
Sunday, September 19th, 2004. Today I went to see some of the other sporting events over here in Athens. Most of the venues are far from one another, so athletes and spectators have to take buses to the different venues. In the morning I saw the judo preliminaries. I'd never been to a judo match before, so this was pretty neat. Swimming was my favorite though. I watched a visually impaired American, Kerry Willoughby, compete in the women's 200 butterfly. Unfortunately, she lost her race. I also saw Greece win its first gold medal in the Paralympics. A visually impaired man from Greece won the B3 men's 100-meter freestyle. In the Paralympics, athletes are classified by their disabilities. People who are blind, for example, are classified into three groups. People with no vision whatsoever are classified into a category called B1. I am in this category. People who have light/shadow perception and very little vision are classified as B2. People who are legally blind but have a larger amount of vision are in the category B3. Classifications are done by doctors at International Blind Sports Association events. Classification doesn't matter so much in goalball because we all wear blindfolds. In sports like swimming and track and field, however, classification becomes more important. The race that the Greek gentleman won was between people classified as B3. My favorite part of the evening though was watching the men's 100-meter freestyle with men who were unable to use both legs. I saw a Czechoslovakian man beat the world record time in this race by 2 seconds. It was awesome. The coaches had to wheel all of these guys out to the pool, hold onto them at the edge of the pool, and then they all swam the race with their arms only. It was awesome. With the exception of Kerry, USA didn't make the swimming finals last night. I have some MP3 footage of this race that I'll post for any interested future Paralympic record breakers to take a listen to. Lastly, we visited the track and field events. I watched the men's B1 long jump where the USA's Alexis Gillette from South Carolina took the silver medal. This was pretty awesome as well. Since Alexis and the other men in the final cannot see, they use a caller who stands near the pit to tell them both when to jump and to let them know that they are running straight. The crowds in the stadiums are amazingly large. While Alexis was practicing his jump, he fell into the side of the pit. I guess that the crowds were so loud that he couldn't hear his call. In the States, the crowds are never this large for disabled sporting events. After Alexis fell, the referees were trying to get the crowds to be quiet, but 12 to 15,000 people are hard to quiet down. Go Alexis and way not to give up.
Cross court. Tyler Rod. Tyler spins out. Dean jumps out. Ball's in the right. Just got rid of the ball. It's about time.
Hmm?
Yep. Okay, Dodge is coming in. He's going to go left. Dante is going to spin. See, he's trying to time a referee. He never knows. She saw it and she stopped. Into the two gap. Drop. Dante. Blocked by Christy. Dino. Cross. Blocked by Dodds. Well, he was on. There goes Dodds with his first shot of the game. And where we go. It's his first shot in this game.
No, he wasn't in the first game yet.
It's his first shot of the game.
Yes, that is true.
That's what I said.
And I was supplementing that of those games.
He scored into the fourth. Curve shot. Block. Into downtown. 11-8. Time left. Way the scores. Way this one's going. Ooh. Good block by Christy. Rock Christmas. And that cross. Rob Christy. Right down by the top. About to give another shot. He's coming over to the center. He's coming to the four gap. Spins. Blocked by Dean. He's got back into position. Here goes Dean. Out. This is a step down. Timer's taken. Just out by the post. I don't think Rob Christie would have got it. 11-8. 5:14 to go. Rob's slow spin. Pass Tyler, saved by Dante. Dante comes back. Christie saves. Dean's got it to the left wing post. Blocked by Tyler. Dead three. One to Dante. Dante's going over to the two. Oh, way high. This is the sixth penalty.
And come on, block him, Steve.
Okay. Rob Christie's going to try this one. They blocked one because Rob Christie's going to eat through. No one blocked.
Wet floor, sweaty boys.
Yeah, at least six. So I think this is, you can call this wet floor and get a little breather here, I believe, for Rob Christie. Plus it puts, you got Dante walking around by himself down there, put the psych in your head. At least they took the ball away from him on that. Rob's lined up towards the dead center. He's going to do his little bounce of the ball. Yep. Again. Yes. Now we're going to go in the post. Out. Oh, that's helping well for Rock. For Rock. 4:51, 11-8. Looks like Dodds is going to go to center. This is within the center. Tyler's coming out of the corner. Blocked with Christy. Shin shot. Over to Dean. Cross corner. Tyler ate it up. Dodds is center now. Got past the center, but Rob Christie saved it with his feet. Slow curve. Rob Christie out of bounds. 11-8. This will be Dante. He's trying to go early again. Fell down. There's nobody on the left wing, but the ball went out front real far and gave time for him to get back in position. Dino's going. Cross blocked by Tyler. Out. Floor is wet. Dante said it's wet. That's what he slipped in. So it's soft throwback. The referee. Yeah. Out. Why not give it to him? Not
gaining anything.
Dante fell again.
It's
blocked by Dodds in the center. Ball's going out. Out to the front. Pat pass it back to Tyler. Ended up 2-gallon. They didn't call it out. It was blocked out and she didn't call it. It was a terrible no call.
She had to pass it back to her.
Bakos is having to call a timeout to get the floor dried. They did it for them a long ago.
Yeah, I
don't know.
You're not, he's not getting an advantage by calling.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask him about that too. God's tried it out this time. He knows going there from the left wing. Ooh, nice stop by. Oh, they switched wings. Dante went over to the right, to the left wing.
But
our guy's been pointing. Yeah. It might be Dante's shoe. It might be on his shoes, too. Yeah. You know, if he's been in it once. I need a top out there just to get his shoes from. I don't know what. They're all wearing 600 different shoes. Dante's going to go straight this time. All right, a little reverse. He didn't do his spin that time.
He's
quite
scared.
Yeah, could be scared. Blocked by Jeff over the, you know, blocked by Dante. Gave it to Chris. It spins from the center. Little curve. He got by Jeff Christie, but save with Rob's feet. Going the other way. Kind of a block. Okay, again, another one out. They didn't call. They must be instructed by the goal ball guard. If it's close, let him get it. Dean going across again.
He's able to put the trigger to the line.
Just Dante spinning into the 2.5 block by Jeff Christie. 1:50 to go. You guys don't have a lot of shots there. Rob Christie. Easy ball in the center block by Chris Dodd. Dodd's going to the post. 1:36. Eyeball not called by the Slovenian.
I
don't
know why the corn's
coming out. Another one that got by off Christie's, Rob Christie's feet, up off Jeff Christie's back, and then went up safely. 1:18. Might have 5 shots left. Tyler's went over to the four hole. Blocked by Jeff. Going up front. I'd let it go if I was in. The wings just switched again. Dante came over. Ball's on the side. Dante's going to saved by Christie in the forehold. Academo. Just went under a minute. Be pretty tough now. Out by Dean. Curve hit the post. But the goal judge's foot was right with that close. Rob Christie. And they're just easing the ball down now so we don't make a mistake. 32 seconds. That one slipped out of his hands.
Yeah, that wasn't a regular slip.
know who I work for.
Cannabis.
Okay. We'll wipe it for this.
I think Dante's hurt his knee. He seems to be favoring him. And when he does that, everything he shoots is that spinner. So he's putting, so he's really pushing off his right knee every time. So if that's your knee that's hurting, he hurt it. Have your shot. It's definitely going to be. Huh?
Is he left-handed?
No. Another post shot by Dino.
Take it off!
But he's, and he does his. After his point, he's playing.
Wednesday, September 28th, 2004, 10:38 p.m. Our original flight to the USA was scheduled to leave Athens at 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, September 29. Our bus was going to leave the village at 9:45. There has been a delay. The bus is now scheduled to leave at 12:45 and the new departure time is 5 o'clock a.m. This trip is going to take patience semicolon I can tell already. Crossing my fingers that I make the connection in Dulles. If all goes well I'll be home in SF just after 3 o'clock. Best of Athens best new food colon raisin apple cinnamon yogurt. I ate this almost every morning for breakfast. Boss ice dash cream bars are also pretty great. Best pastime colon trading pins, clothes and stories with athletes from all over the world. Going to the fitness center is a close second. Best memory colon marching into the opening ceremonies and marching out of the medal ceremony. Best afternoon colon going with my mom Sam and Amanda to play in the sea. Best lesson colon if you work hard it pays off. Someone always wins and someone always loses semicolon neither is an entitlement. Best thing I got to touch colon the very old head of Athena. Best blind story colon I went into the post office to buy postcards. My friends waited outside. When the woman at the counter was describing the postcards to me I thought she said the cards had scenes from ancient Greece on them. When I got outside and showed my friends my postcards they informed me that they were really pictures of the ancient Greek athletes competing ... naked. I sent them out semicolon. And even the well-endowed ones, too funny not to really.
That concludes this edition of the Too Sexy for Your Ignorance podcast. If you'd like to send me feedback, my email address is blinklife, BLINKLIFE, at sbcglobalsambravocharlieglobal.net, and my website is www.toosexyforyourignorance.com. That's TOO. Thanks for listening.